From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Republican presidential contender Mitt Romney says his campaign is about charting a course for the future, while he said President Obama is focusing on what he called character assassination. Romney was speaking in Jacksonville, Florida today after his supporters abandoned a potential $10 million ad strategy that would have highlighted President Obama's ties to a controversial former pastor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright.
I repudiate that effort. I think it's the wrong course for a PAC or a campaign. I hope that our campaigns can respectively be about the future and about issues and about a vision for America.
Some GOP consultants had proposed the campaign, but after a report in the New York Times, the billionaire businessman who considered bankrolling the ad shelved the idea. Romney says he'd prefer his allies focus on jobs and the economy. The Alabama legislature is tweaking the state's controversial immigration law. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the changes do little to alter parts of the law that have been struck down by federal courts, though.
The bill's sponsors say that changes are meant to fix unintended consequences of Alabama's crackdown on illegal immigration, problems like longer lines to renew a driver's license because you have to prove citizenship. The new legislation preserves most of the state's law, including a requirement that schools record the immigration status of students and their parents, a provision struck down by a federal appeals court. And it allows police to detain people up to 48 hours on reasonable suspicion they are in the country illegally. Opponents say the changes will make Alabama's law even harsher, like a new requirement that the state post a quarterly list of undocumented residents who appear in court, whether or not they are convicted. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Senate Banking Committee says it plans to invite J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon to testify at an upcoming hearing. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, the committee wants to hear more from the bank exec about how the firm lost at least $2 billion on soured trades.
The committee will examine the implementation of the Dodd-Frank financial overhaul laws. Regulators are in the process of writing specifics of that legislation, which is set to go into effect in July. J.P. Morgan's recent losses, which could reach $4 billion, have trained the spotlight on one of the most contentious aspects of the law, often referred to as the Volcker Rule. The Volcker Rule originally sought to restrict banks' ability to trade their own funds, effectively capping the risks they can take with their own assets. Many banks have sought to limit the scope of the Volcker Rule. The first of the three hearings will begin next week. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Key barometer of future economic activity fell in April. The index of leading economic indicators was down 0.1% last month. It's designed to predict the direction of the economy 3 to 6 months down the road. Stocks took another big fall as well today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 156 points. This is NPR. Greece has sworn in what it is calling a caretaker cabinet that will hold power at least until next month's elections. The move comes after newly elected leaders there were unable to form a government. Greek citizens, angered by the handling of the country's deepening fiscal crisis, deserted the two formerly dominant parties, electing smaller left- and right-centered candidates. Coalition talks collapsed after 9 days, leaving no other option but to hold a repeat election. Singer Donna Summer, who gained prominence in the disco era of the 1970s, has died of cancer at her home in Florida. She was 63. As NPR's Madalik Del Barco reports, her songs captured the zeitgeist of a generation.
Donna Summer was known as the disco queen. Her hits became anthems for the flashy dance club world of the 1970s and early 80s. Last Dance was one of Donna Summer's most famous songs, along with Bad Girls and She Works Hard for the Money. The mezzo-soprano grew up in Boston. She was born LaDonna Adrian Gaines. Her music spanned the eras from Studio 54 to American Idol. She had three consecutive number one platinum albums. Madalik Del Barco, NPR News.
The summer forecast for a swath of the country this year, hot, in a word. That's according to the National Weather Service, was said today it expects, which has been an unusually warm year, to continue through the summer. In issuing its June through August forecast, NOAA is calling for warmer than normal weather for roughly three-quarters of the country. Only the northwestern U.S. and Alaska are expected to be cooler than average. 12-month stretch from last May until April of this year was the hottest 12 months on records, going all the way back to 1895. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.